Kimberly's Caprice Hogg, an artist and art teacher, has launched a new charitable endeavor to help dogs heal from trauma and anxiety, offering support and resources to their owners. She has called it the Lucas Legacy Fund, honoring her rescue dog Lucas, who had severe trauma and has since passed away in 2024. Lucas was found living among garbage with around 40 other dogs, some of which were feral, in the Pinyon Hills Desert in California. Hogg and her mother adopted Lucas from the shelter in Eureka, who told them he was fearful and not doing well in the shelter. "We've always had rescue dogs, my mom and I adopted him and we thought once we get him to our house, he'll be fine. And then that wasn't the case at all. He wound up with severe post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD. And he was absolutely a shell of a dog." Hogg said fortunately Lucas had no aggressive tendencies, as many dogs with trauma do. She said Lucas would cower in the corner and refuse to eat when they were in the same room, and was very shut down and silent. "He was just hiding, he wouldn't even lay on a dog bed or a blanket," Hogg said. "He was just not a dog at all. When we first started bringing trainers in, they said, you should just take him back to the rescue, because the dog obviously doesn't like you. And there was no knowledge at that time that we could find about trainers that knew about this type of trauma in dogs." This kicked off a lengthy process in which Hogg connected with trainers in places as far away as New York and St. Louis, who specialized in working with feral dogs and told her not to discipline him, but just let him be in a safe place. Hogg said Lucas stayed in her room for 5 years. "It was a big effort to get him to go out into the yard to let him do his business," she explained. "We'd let his leash go and he'd run right back to the front door. All he wanted to do was get back to my room and on his bed. We eventually got him onto a dog bed." Hogg described Lucas's case as severe. "After 5 years of staying in her room, he finally began to come out, through a process of positive reinforcement. She and her mother couldn't make Lucas do anything on command, he had to do things on his own. He then discovered he had free rein of the house, and Hogg said he became a much happier dog. They got him egg cartons to chew on and would praise him when he did. I think there's a lot of dogs that have separation anxiety and aggression and aren't good on leashes, and there's a whole way to treat those kinds of dogs," Hogg said. "Some dogs need anxiety medications, and in today's world having those prescription anxiety meds, I realize, is an expense that a lot of families can't afford. All these things are why I started the Lucas Legacy Fund, because there's very specific ways to handle dogs with trauma, so I want to do education, but I also want to just be able to help them with vet-prescribed medications, because it's not a life-threatening medication, but it's a quality-of-life type of medication." Hogg has developed a list of trainers who are aware of PTSD in dogs, who she calls the Lucas Legacy Fund allies. She's been gathering information, connecting with trainers and vets both locally and abroad, and is available for anyone who wants to talk to her about their dog and learn where to get help. She is also working with local rescues and said if they have dogs with trauma and anxiety, she is there to help them out too. The fund is now a registered charity with a charity number. Donations can be made at lucaslegacyfund@gmail.com. Hogg has also set up a bin with a banner bearing Lucas's beloved face at her studio gallery at 65 Boundary Street in Kimberly, where residents can drop off recyclables as donations. This fund not only honors Lucas, but the legacy of Hogg's mother as well, who instilled the dog rescuing gene in her at a very early age. She and her mother worked together through the whole process of trying, without much success, to find help for Lucas's rehabilitation, before her mother got sick and passed away in 2018. "I'm in a wheelchair, so I brought in a whole bunch of people and my caregivers and whatnot have all had a big part of his life and helped me to rehabilitate him," she said. "Lucas is very well known in the community, because I've had so many people come in and out of my house, my students, and for many years my students didn't even know I had a dog. They would be taking art lessons here every day for 4 years and didn't know I had a dog. It just changed things because I was able to go into my room and just sit with him and be quiet after my mom had died and he was my rock. He was my rock."